There is a fierce debate in Germany over the street view option on Google Maps. That's the service where Google provides street-level photos of city streets and the surrounding landscape. Google wants to launch it for 20 German cities by the end of the year. As Kyle James reports, some say it will violate people's privacy.
Die Fotos von Google Street View bei uns in Deutschland erhitzen.
Google has been in the news all this month as the country debates whether Street View is a technological wonder or a privacy killer. Advocates love the high-definition pictures that let one take virtual walks down city streets around the world. Opponents like Babette Dahler from Potsdam near Berlin have a different take.
I think it's an invasion of privacy because every front yard is filmed. You can look in every window and you don't know when that camera car is going to drive past. If you're on the street, you're photographed. I don't think that's such a good thing.
Neither do Germany's consumer watchdogs and privacy advocates. Falk Lücke is with the German Federation of Consumer Organizations. He's got Street View open on his office computer.
We're right now at Place Jacques Rueff in Paris in France. And, we're zooming in a little bit.
He says Germans are worried that Street View could be used by burglars or companies looking to target their sales pitches. People might be captured by Google's cameras doing something they don't necessarily want the world to see. In London, one man was caught coming out of an adult bookstore. A survey this month found that just over half of Germans don't want their houses to appear on the service.
In the German idea of self-determination, there is no reason and no right for somebody else to disclose your privacy. And we just don't like others to spy on us.
Privacy is a sensitive issue in Germany, more so than in the United States, France, or the UK, whose cities are already on Street View. Germany already has strict data protection laws on its books. Part of that has to do with the country's history, says Jesko Kaltenbeck, a psychology researcher at Berlin's Free University.
Germans had very bad experiences regarding personal data during the Nazi era and in East Germany. So privacy is highly valued here, and some fear it's being eroded again.
Google has been trying to allay those fears, emphasizing that it pixelates people's faces and car license plates. It's taken out full-page ads in newspapers and magazines explaining the service, and only in Germany, Google will allow people to opt out of Street View before it goes live. Their houses will be blurred in the photographs. Philipp Schindler is Google's VP for Northern and Central Europe.
Es gibt aber natürlich hier in Deutschland ganz besondere Ängste.
In Germany, there are very specific worries about Street View. We understand that, and hopefully we have addressed those concerns.
But not to everyone's satisfaction. Politicians are now talking about tightening Germany's data protection laws. But for some people, especially those who grew up with the internet, all this is overblown. Internet entrepreneur Roman Hensler says the debate represents a distrust of big private companies and of rapidly changing technology.
The problem with the discussion right now is that it's totally irrational and there's a lot of knowledge missing. I mean, you know, now Google comes and privacy and data protection and it all creates an explosion. It's really crazy.
While Germany debates the future of Street View in the country, many aren't hesitating to use it. Google likes to point out that hundreds of thousands of Germans currently access the service to explore cities in other countries. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Berlin.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.